Time now for our Tech Talk segment on the South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hackle. Every week, David Snell joins us from AxSmart IT in Wareham. Morning, David.
Good morning, Rob.
All right, so the topic this week, this is interesting. The battle for AI autonomy has begun. Who are the players here, David?
Yeah, so these two players are Amazon versus Perplexity AI. And we spoke about this just last week, about these AI agents being incorporated into browsers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so Perplexity has done that, and they've used it to go shopping on Amazon, which Amazon wasn't very happy about. So they filed a lawsuit claiming that its agent accessed the systems and customer accounts without permission to place orders, violating computer fraud laws. So this is going to be an interesting court case.
Okay, so... Again, I guess the issue is here, did Perplexity really break any laws? Or I guess that'll be right if it's true, because then Amazon has them.
Exactly right. But Amazon is, they put Perplexity as is that they didn't do anything wrong, and that Amazon is just using a bullying tactic to try to slow down someone getting ahead of their AI agents.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's that's what the fight is going to be moving forward. These are the two of the big players, obviously. And we're going to see where this goes. It will go into court, and then we'll see what actually happens. But who knows? That could be years, Rob, before it gets to court.
No, and we see that. I mean, I think most of the people listening, if I said Amazon or Perplexity, most people are going to say, okay, I know Amazon. We know, you know, Perplexity, though, is big in this as well, David?
Exactly. They're one of the stronger AI browsers right now, which makes them different than the AI chatbots.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this will be, but we know when it comes to these kind of things, I mean, Amazon's not alone in this before, that usually a big company that's doing pretty well in a certain area does not want someone else to get into my area. And so I will try to stomp on you if possible. In some cases, I will buy you and then shelve you.
So
we've seen all of these things happen over the years. So now tell me again, so what is Perplexity doing that Amazon doesn't like? Can you explain it? Like, what do you mean by an agent?
Yeah, in plain English, there's agents that are going on to Amazon, logging in as a customer, looking like a human, not a piece of code, and making purchases. That's one of the things that Amazon has a problem with, is that they're pretending to be human and disguising themselves as a Chrome browser.
Okay. And so, what are they purchasing? Just things?
Just things for folks. People are buying things. People are testing the process. And I don't see why not. They should be testing it. But, you know, the bigger question is, can AI agents autonomously make purchases, and do they deserve the same rights as human users? Because they can do anything that a human does when they have that account.
Yeah. I mean, could Amazon have a rule that, you know, you can't buy on our site unless you're a human? Or
Amazon's been saying that to Perplexity for a while now. They're not allowed to go to their website, but they're still doing it.
So they're saying, well,
that's why.
Yeah.
That's yes, we are.
Take us to court. Okay. And I guess they have. So, well, this will be, you know, this will be an interesting decision, as you said, because I imagine this would... You know, would mean, because there are going to be more of these things than other companies involved, right?
Absolutely. So the analysts are predicting that by 2027, which is only a couple of years away, 30% of online purchases may involve AI agents, because everyone's getting into this AI agent thing, into your browsers. So Amazon's going to have to come up with something different, I think, because they're not going to be able to fight everybody.
So now the AI is doing the shopping for me, or...
Yep. Well, the AI goes, you tell AI to, I want to buy this specific radio, and I want you to find me the best price at the best provider, best supplier. So it goes out and looks everywhere to find you the best price.
Okay.
And when it does, it can use your credit card to buy it.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, it makes sense, though, that you'd have, I mean, it's basically, you know, rather than assigning yourself to do it. Because, again, with all this stuff, you'd be sitting there all day looking around online and shopping and comparing. So the AI, I imagine, can save you more money faster.
More money faster and save you time. And, look, Amazon's doing something very similar right now.
Yeah.
If you have an Amazon device in your home, I have a pop-up all the time. So you're getting low on dog food since you haven't ordered in a week. it's time to order dog food. So, you know, they're doing the same type of thing, just in a different environment.
Dave, what is Amazon in terms of Amazon? Is as long as they're shopping, like say if Amazon is a store and someone's shopping in my store, whether it's a human or a robot, they're still shopping in the store, though, right?
Exactly. They are shopping just the way you normally would as a human. I think Amazon's real problem is that they haven't developed their AI to go this far yet, and they really want to make sure no one surpasses them because they are one of the leaders in the industry.
Okay.
So, but I think that's what it is. It's going to slow things down so that others can catch up and then see who comes out on top in the end.
Interesting. Okay. Well, this is another fascinating topic as we get in. And a lot of these topics I know as of late have all involved AI, but it really is, far reaching. It is going to be impacting so many different areas and so many more ways than I would have thought of. I didn't even think about all these buying agents. So I guess we'll have to see. But as you said, it could take some time as sometimes the wheels of justice move slowly.
Exactly. So things aren't going to stop.
Yeah.
Amazon will find ways in their code to stop what they believe is AI coming into them. And then AI will figure out ways to get around that, just like everything else. So it's going to be an interesting, let's say, year or two as this process develops and becomes more commonplace.
Interesting. All right. David Snell, Axe Smart IT in Wareham. David, where do people go to read the full blog?
People can go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link. I also have links to the cease and desist letter, which is interesting too.
Okay.
You may want to look at that.
Yeah, I bet that is probably fun reading. And that'd be interesting anyway. All right, xsmartit.com, xsmartit.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too.